Hey, Saints fans, this is Mike Andlauer, and you're listening to Saints College. From a studio northeast of Pneumogate, Ontario, welcome to Season 12, Episode 16 of the Saints Call-Ups for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I'm Cardinal, Ben and Canucker here as well. We were just at the game against the St. Louis Blues tonight. Canuck, thank you for the invitation. And, Hockey was played.
Was it?
Well, it was. There was things going on the ice in front of us.
Something, I guess.
So that's kind of all I have to say about that.
Yeah, not the best. I'm starting to think that you're making up places now.
No, Pneumogate is a real place. If you are leaving, Smiths Falls, heading north, there used to be a microwave tower for microwave telecommunication transmissions across Canada back when.
Rush had a song about that one.
Not quite. The spirit of radio is something different, but. Pneumogate is actually what's the right word? Radio? Where you take one word and rearrange the letters into another word? Anagram?
Anagram?
Yeah. Pneumogate is an anagram.
That's called the Twisted Teachers.
It's an anagram of Montague. And Montague is the township where this tower was built, and they needed to name a place for it, so they called it Pneumogate. And I believe there's still a sign on the road saying Pneumogate. It's like five houses. But it is a place that actually exists. I didn't make it up.
Sure, that's not the Capulets just messing around?
Did?
Because Montague.
Oh,
okay.
Shakespearean reference, nice.
we got to fill with something.
For those that's playing Canada Trivial Pursuit, remember that one.
Yeah, exactly. Before we start, I guess I'll do some really quick housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
Housekeeping! But scratch.
This podcast is brought to you by nothing because I had too much popcorn at the game.
So we're not. Oh, it's not. Okay, that's fine. I had a beer.
Yeah.
You had a very large bucket of popcorn. I will give you that. Yes. I was impressed when you walked up with that. Going. Yes. Yeah, he will eat that. He's going to feel awful afterwards, but he's determined.
I sure will.
He's determined to eat it all, so I'm sure he will.
So I left the rest for breakfast.
Breakfast. Okay. Have you ever considered, you know, a healthy breakfast?
Nah, that's lame.
Yogurt, berries,
you ever heard
toast?
Of Dole Whip? Let's go. Back to Disney, baby. Let's go.
Sure. All right. What was I saying?
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping. That's right.
I'm housekeeping?
no.
I don't even know if we have any. We're a little tired because we've already been at the game, so we'll have to check and see. Email is podcast@sensecollops.com. The forums are at sensecollops.com. Games like tonight. That's what makes bingo makes them bearable. I got to say that because I've been playing bingo where I can in the last few game threads. I have not won anything. There have been some bingos, but it is painful. But at least you can be going, okay, all I need is a London Bobby and a ref suck and a blah, 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 and I've got a double bingo. So,
or a Zoob goal and a pretty goal. degenerates.
Yeah, and the waiver wire sponsored by Net2Phone Canada is 1-844-SCU-SCNS. We've got games to talk about. Let's go.
Game on!
The If I had known we weren't going to have any pints up here, I would have brought
some. I mean, there's some in the fridge if you want one.
I kind of do.
Kanaki might have to get it for him because he's cornered.
All right.
All right.
I'll take care of it. You go.
Okay. So we've got six games, of which I remember none, even including the one that we just came back from.
There wasn't a whole lot memorable about the game we just came back from. Let's be honest here.
So Penguins at Sens, 2-1 win. This one I believe was a good game. One thing I noticed was Carlson was invisible. Did not notice him at all.
That's rather odd.
Yeah.
Because you'd think, well,
now they're out of it too, so it's just like,
I have no idea what that is, but okay.
Orange. Bogey.
It's bogey.
Bougie.
A West Coast American IPA. That sounds great. This is from Calabogie Brewing, which is a really nice spot on Highway 17 on your way up to Pembroke.
I said there's plenty in the fridge. There's very little in the fridge, donators. So that's that game.
I'm just thirsty. I don't know what's going on.
I really can't remember much of it. Sens at Blue Jackets. Here we go. I'll go get the towel.
That was totally not my fault. I just opened it sitting it on the table.
All right.
Yeah,
that's late catastrophe.
It happened again.
Just as a little explanation of what you just heard was, Canuck handed me a beer. I set it down on the table. I cracked it open, and it just started to foam over randomly.
Not so the carpet.
We saved the
carpet. Save
the carpet. Yeah, save the carpet. Everything is fine.
Soundboard's a mess, but
needed one, a new one of those anyway. All is fine.
But the roof. Sends a Blue Jackets 3-2 shootout win. The only piece I remember this for the winners.
Is this the Brady hat trick?
No, it's not the Brady hat trick.
Okay.
This was Claude Giroux doing the slap shot in the shootout, breaking the code with the goalie in, or whatever you want to say.
It's a good thing Morgan Riley wasn't playing that game.
But yeah, just a hilarious way to win it, which is pretty fun. That game. Next game, Sens at Islanders. The captain gets a Hattie, 4-3 win. I missed most of this game because I thought the game started at night.
It's like 1 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like 12:30 or something. 12:30. I'm like driving back from wherever I was. My Vegas trip got canceled because the winds and storms on the West Coast were bad.
Yeah.
So the aircraft couldn't get here, or it wouldn't be able
to? They were shutting down the...
The Vegas airport was...
like closed.
Limiting who could come.
And I saw some videos, and they're trying to land in Canton, taking off again.
Oh, yeah. My.
And I saw some other videos, people like in the planes, and the turbulence is brutal.
Well, good on them for shutting it down and saying, yep, right.
Yeah, couldn't do anything. So my flight got bumped by 13 hours, and then later canceled.
Ah.
So... I got most of the money back on everything and refunded, no problem. So I have to do a couple of claims.
I was going
to
say, it's kind of beyond your control. It's like, hi.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the paperwork of the insurance claims.
Ah.
Because like the Vegas tickets, it's single purchase, no resale. Oh. They lock them for resale.
Yeah. Well.
Because which makes sense for them. Because otherwise the brokers are just going to snag up everything. Okay. So, yeah, Sens and Islanders, and there's a fan. Canes at Sens, 7-2 loss. Awful.
Those three wins were all in extra time, were they not?
Yep.
Overtime, shootout, overtime.
Yep.
Okay, I thought so.
Canes at Sens, 7-2 loss. Terrible. Sens at Bruins, 6-2 loss. Terrible.
It was a good first two periods. Reasonably good first two periods.
And then that's just the bottom fell out. And I think, again, it was... 5 goals on 6 shots. And like both of the goalies are doing that. Like everyone is awful. Blues at Sens tonight, 5-2 loss.
If your name
bottom fill out again.
If your name begins with K, you score a goal. That's what the rule was tonight. Except for Kachuk.
And Cardinal.
I wasn't dressed. I was a healthy scratch. I can't score for them. It's not my thing.
Neither can Zoo.
I can do many things. You should. Well, I'm sorry you made that bet. It was funny. It was funny, especially considering the odds you were getting on it. But
it's like
500 to 1.
Buying the 50-50 ticket. The odds.
The odds are 50-50.
Oh,
you win it or you don't.
You don't.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. That's how that works, right?
I always score really low on the whole 50-50 thing. Maybe I'm just buying the wrong ticket.
clearly. Yeah,
it's a rough go. It's been a rough go. Not a great crowd tonight either.
No, a disappointing crowd considering it was Pride Night, but...
Yep, and Thursday.
And a Thursday, like that's a...
Like, and we have, I don't think we've played here in a while. Sunday was the last game?
Sunday.
But Thursday night games are not a regular thing, are they?
Yeah. Here? Yeah, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday is one of the more popular nights.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I stand corrected. I would have thought that Thursday was a weird night, but that's just me.
No, Monday's a bad one. Well, Monday they throw away.
Yeah, Mondays would be a bad night. I just thought Wednesday would be more popular because you might get on a national broadcast that way. Probably
not. Oh, it's worth that.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Who wants that?
Yeah. Nothing to say.
Yeah.
There's.
Well, we can go on to other news.
Well, sure. We didn't mention it. I think it actually came out right after we last recorded. Well, it happened, but it wasn't official. And now it's official that Josh Norris is out for the rest of the season.
Yes, he's had surgery again.
Third time shoulder surgery.
At least he had it.
Well, he had it without rather than trying to rehab, and then having to get it. But
that's going to pop out all the time.
You know, there's another NHLer who had his shoulder surgery, had surgery on his shoulder three times.
Mm-hmm.
Came back.
Yeah, but you can just get a third and a conditional fourth one.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I should.
Tarasenko.
Oh.
Came back and had.
Yeah, that was a big issue out of St. Louis, too, because he didn't like his. The rehab on the shoulder, and I think he asked for a trade at one point. This is when he was left unprotected for the Seattle expansion draft.
He didn't like the rehab the team was providing? Ah.
Or there's something about the way that things were handled on his shoulder he wasn't happy with.
Hmm.
So, we'll see.
Is this the end of Norris's career?
Oh, I think it's diminished.
It's definitely a big red flag.
Yeah.
He will never play hard nose now.
He wasn't this year at all.
He wasn't this year at all, and then this happened.
Now, yep.
Now it's going to be his head forever.
Since he signed his contract, he's played 54 games.
Yep.
Out of 100, and we're up to about 180, 181 now.
Should've
played 54 of them.
Should have did the bridge contract.
That doesn't matter. It's Manulife's issue.
Oh, it's a loss of a player for us.
Sure.
Right? It's a loss of a core player. Or a core asset, whatever way you want to look at
we're
it.
We're good with him anyway. So,
well, this is a thing.
But he hasn't been playing.
I'm more concerned for him because this, at 24 years old, this does not look good for the rest of his professional career.
Well, it doesn't look good for his professional career continuing is what it doesn't
look
good for.
Luckily, he's got another financial guarantee.
Yeah, he's got another 5 years. 5 years or 4 years after this year?
I'm not going to argue with it. The less than $8 million deal for a guy that was showing that. You got to take some risks at some point.
Yep.
I have no problem with that.
It's just too bad. It's too bad.
Yep.
It's another nail in the Sens coffin.
But as it stands now, do you think he'll be ready? Or do we know? Or has it been mentioned?
It's a six-month recovery. 4 to 6 month recovery.
So
he'll be August. So he'll should be ready for a full camp.
Said that last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you
now
were,
again they dicked around last year and tried to rehab it, and then
if you're the surgery if later. You're Steos, and that's the case,
you got nothing.
Well, he's untradeable. You're not going to be able to trade him. But
maybe.
Do you?
But for lowered value.
Do you go into the season thinking? He is my number one center who's going to play.
Tim's your number one center?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't plan on him being the number one center.
Plan on being him a top six winger?
Boards.
Hmm?
You're on the boards when you're a winger.
Well,
we're lucky in the fact that Greek can play wing.
I'm looking at it this way. If you're counting on him to be a center.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than counting on him to be a winger, are you exposing yourself to more hardship? Wingers are more easily replaced. We have more of them around. So, based
on the current people that we have, though, you would need two of the three of Norris, Pinto, and Greg to play center.
Yeah.
Because that's your two and three slots.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather, in the theory of Josh Norris at two versus Pinto... But you at least have an option, and Pinto looks good. Even tonight, he looks pretty damn good.
He looked really good. I was actually, I was sitting next to Canuck, and I mentioned at one point, I was like, he skates really well.
Yep. He dishes. His shot is fast.
He can really accelerate. He's fast, but his skating looks so effortless. If like he can turn on a dime.
Yep.
And after watching so many not so great skaters on this team, he is just smooth. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's fun watching a game live, which I don't do very often. I admit this.
I think you've been to two games this year. Both have been awful.
Stinking.
Yeah. I can't remember the last LA. One. LA. That's right. Oh yeah. With the chrome helmets. That's right.
Oh.
It was awful. But the lighting was much better today than it was then.
They were changed they the change lights them since then.
Okay, because when I was at that game, I was looking, the lighting was just like, what it's is yellow. Wrong with this?
Yep.
But it looked much better today.
If I'm the team and Josh Norris is coming back for training camp, I'm going to be doing lots of checks and body contact during that training.
To get him in.
Like, either you snap out of this, or if it's really that dicey, at least you know.
Either you snap out of this or we snap your arm out of this.
Basically.
Okay.
Because you can't play.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it. That's what being an NHL player is.
Well, I'm just going to say, and if you can't, then, you know, okay.
Who's the guy we get who took out MacArthur in preseason? Was it Sabourin?
No.
Seeloff. Patrick Seeloff. Is he still available?
There's some PTSD for you.
Yep.
As we were mentioning before recording, the Hamburger Run was 9 years ago. Nine.
And we're still here.
Yeah. We've outlasted like everyone.
9 years later.
I think we have, actually.
Have to look at that team. I don't think there's a single player left.
Carl. Not on the Sens.
No, I mean, well, I was going to say there are probably a few of them around the league, but there's nobody left on the Senators from that time.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
Yikes. Good question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We saw almost a little turnaround a few games into the Jacques Martin taking over.
Did we?
About 20 games. There was a good winning streak at one point where the team as a whole was playing quite well.
And it looked like there maybe you kind of fool me once, fool me twice, kind of you're going in your head. But you thought, well, maybe with Martin, there's hope, turn the corner. And it just seems to be gone now. And the thought as a fan is, are these players just no longer caring because, well, he's not going to be the coach next year?
Well,
so why do I have to listen to you?
I was watching the game tonight, and I mean, I don't go to a lot of them, and I admit this, but they play well at times and fall completely apart at times. Like it just becomes anarchy randomly. There's no, oh, this happened and then that, and then everything fell apart, or this happened.
They don't know how to react.
Well, it just once in a while, it's almost like they screw themselves up. And then they don't know how to fix it.
Yep.
Because a couple of the times when there were really bad breakdowns, it was right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And it was in the
third goal was a joke.
Yeah, I think that's what one of the ones I was thinking of, where suddenly like there are four players almost on the goal line. What are you all doing down so low? Now you're trying, but
it's not structured.
You shouldn't. Well, I was going to say as an NHL player, you shouldn't be doing that. You should know better. You should know better, especially playing for Jacques Martin. And I was looking at, I actually found the stats entertaining across the bottom of the scoreboard and the ones over on the sort of digital board to the right.
Yep.
All through the game, shots on goal, hits, takeaways, face-off percentage, time of possession. And there was one other that I can't remember at the moment. The Sens led all of them through the game. All of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think St. Louis got up 2-0 in shots on goal, and then Ottawa just led after that.
Yeah.
And they outshot St. Louis almost 2-1 in this game.
And they lost. That's how it goes.
And they lost 5-2.
They go down, pressure, 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 pressure. Hey, they look pretty good. Pressure, pressure, comes back the other way. Goal.
Goal.
Yeah.
Deflate.
Like they don't, they had a lot of shots on goal. A lot of them weren't very good ones, really. But they had a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't seem to put them past a goalie.
I don't think there's much scoring chances.
Yeah. Lots of shots on goal, maybe not a lot of scoring chances. Good differentiation. I'll give you that one. But
yeah.
I this sounds really bad to say. I found myself zoning out in the middle of a hockey game.
You get used to it.
And suddenly you're like, oh, okay, 20 seconds just went by and I wasn't even paying attention to the sole thing that's happening in front of me.
You should see me clear my email in the middle of the first period.
Well, I just...
like organizing for the fans.
I'm frustrating. I find it frustrating for me.
Yeah.
That I'm there and it doesn't keep my interest.
Mm-hmm.
I find that frustrating. Like, I'm frustrated that that's happening to me. Not, like, I blame myself. I don't blame what's happening in front of me. I blame myself. But at the same time, I'm looking at it going...
It's their responsibility.
I'm looking at it going, well, it's not grabbing my attention.
Yeah. It's not entertaining. It's not.
And that's the problem. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And
it, with that, because I know that you always say it's like you want to be entertained. It's not entertaining. It's not. And it's not competitive.
If I'm sitting at home, I've been turning the game off. Like, I'm just not interested in this.
Yep.
It's not grabbing my attention. It's not holding my interest. It's not a focus I really want to have.
Got to remember, Colonel, we got to be patient. This is only year one.
I have...
Of another rebuild.
I don't have attention issues. I have wacky lifestyle schedule issues, so it can be very difficult for me to stay awake sometimes.
But
at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's just not grabbing my attention. It's not causing me to want to pay attention. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, where's the hope? Because clearly that this team...
You sell win or hope?
Like, this roster...
Can't do it.
Get it done.
So
I don't know how... Like,
so does that mean that Steos has to tear it apart?
There's lots of talent on it, but clearly they can't get it done. So...
Well, that's, I guess, what Steos and...
So you're probably going to have to tear it apart.
Poulin and...
I don't think you have to tear apart. You got to add... I would add before you tear apart.
You're going to be taking out some pieces if you're adding.
Yeah, but
take out.
Okay, add. So look at your bottom. Okay, so your top six forwards, Batherson and Joseph should be third line players.
Probably.
Both of them are in the top six.
Okay, so you're going to move them down. They're not neither of them.
So it's going to be very difficult to. Yeah, so it's not a cap issue. Don't worry about the cap. Got a lot of money coming in, anyways. So, if you're able, you're not going to be able to fill two top six spots, not on this team. You're just not going to attract the talent. If you win the draft lottery, that's one.
Not happening.
Even if it does happen, and I have to admit, I don't know that much about the projected
He's another phenom.
Is an 18-year-old in the top six of this team...
Yeah, but that's where you got to make another change. So that's just a minor adjustment, not tear down.
But let me finish my sentence. Okay. Putting an 18-year-old into the top six of this team,
mm-hmm.
is that really good for their development? Is that really good for getting them started in the NHL in a situation where it's struggling,
yeah.
where it is, I don't want to say dysfunctional yet, but... It is.
You can tell there'll be some
it's not functional. There, right? It's not Brady's functional.
Watch
it's
the
not.
Alexander Daig documentary. So,
if
you didn't put the work.
If that's the case, do you really want to put an 18? If we were to win the lottery, do you want to put an 18-year-old in that?
You want to surround him with the right people, like what Chicago did, kind of.
Or do you, or do what the Rangers did?
Work him up.
Put him down. Don't put him in the top six. Not put him in the top six. Do not put that pressure on him. Do not put that focus on him. Let him cook for a season, to a season and a half. Don't go, well, we need him. Got to bring him up.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's the other thing, too, is especially with the talk of trading Chychrun. It's like, why don't we get rid of the bad defenseman instead? Like your Hamonics, JBD, Brännström. Because if you're going to say, it's like, well, we got too many good guys on the left side, going to get rid of one.
Why not get a good right side?
And then
if
you're like, oh, Shabbat's out. We got no one left except for Sanderson. Oh, well, guess we'll trade a forward for a defenseman. And you're just running the same cycle.
Well, Hamonic, you can't trade.
No, you can buy him out. Or.
He's a seventh defenseman.
Or you give him the Jason Smith deal. I'd rather just keep him as a seventh and get rid of
he's
JBD.
A seventh. I mean, like, I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, him or JBD, whatever, doesn't matter. You can send GPT down. You might lose him on waivers. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not.
All the other teams have their guys like that, too.
I was going to say, you don't sound really broken up about that concept.
No,
so.
No. So you can't pay a player that much in the minors.
Sure you can.
Doesn't matter to me.
Sure you can.
Yep. Kucherov was down there, right? He's in Carolina now. They picked him up for before the deadline. But.
Who was the player that Montreal had down in the minors for like 2 years? At $5 million.
The defenseman?
Was he? Yeah.
Sheldon Surrey.
No, no, no. More recent than that. Just a couple of years ago.
Scott Gomez.
Oh, it'll come to me when I'm not thinking about it. Never mind. Moving on.
Hmm. But yeah, it's just, I think you need to add before you tear down. And like you're like the bottom six, Parker Kelly, I can give or take. He's had some good games, some not good games. He's the best one out of all the bottom.
Yeah. And
Zach McKeown was a mistake. Kaslik is, I'm done. He's not using his body.
He scored tonight,
but
Kubalik is gone. So there's the
Kubalik
top six
will point. Be gone. That's one.
He scored tonight.
No, well, he's fourth line.
Oh, was he on the fourth? Oh, that's right, because he was playing with Kastelik, yeah.
It's disheartening.
It is disheartening because I don't pretend to have any answers.
And then after the trade deadline, we traded a sixth-round pick. Yes, it's a sixth-round pick. But for a pending RFA named Jameson Rees to play in the AHL.
What?
That you could have gotten for free because... whoever he was with was not going to qualify him. He could have gotten him for free. He's played 38 games, 0 goals, 4 assists.
But we need him
yet
now.
To give a sixth? Yeah, you need him now for this playoff run in the minors. I don't understand. You should have just waived Kubalik and then he could have played really well for Belleville.
Yeah.
If you'd waived him at the deadline and he wasn't on our roster.
Yep, he would have been there for clear day. Hmm? If you really want guys up, but yeah, we'll see. Jason or Hamonic might get the Jason Smith
player coach, player blah blah coach. Blah.
Retire so it comes off the cap, and we're gonna pay you $1 million.
We'll pay you your salary for
so
the rest
you
of
get
the year.
Your salary as a coach. You're in Belleville, you're getting some coaching experience, and you don't have to pay escrow.
Ah, yes, there's a interesting little angle, yeah. No escrow,
yep,
maybe. Don't know. Can't say. So,
yeah, it's.
I don't know what the third bullet means.
Well, I can explain it.
Do you have to?
Do I have to? It's a kind of a different topic, but it revolves around music being played in the arena. Did you notice tonight they switched again? Because mm-hmm. They were doing Danger Flutes for when the before the game.
Oh, Chunka Chunka, really.
The Chunka Chunka and the mm-hmm. Danger Flutes, the Sens theme song. As they announced the starting lineup before puck drop. And then they switched it a while ago because you got to switch things up, right? And they switched to Hell's Bells. And actually, I kind of liked it. Like it was really kind of digging it.
Well.
It worked pretty well. And then they switched it again tonight to For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I was like, I didn't know what
well,
it
again,
was.
Well, again, it's the first game in forever that you've been there. So you wouldn't have noticed a difference probably.
Yeah. Right away, it's like, that bell's a different bell.
Yep.
Yes. Well, we were actually looking at each other going, that's because I was expecting the bell at the beginning of Hell's Bells. I'm like, that's not it.
Yeah, different pitch.
It's a different pitch. And it's not the bell from the Peace Tower. It's not the chime for the, it's not the hour chime for the Peace Tower. It's the wrong pitch for that too.
The show note was when Pan and I were on vacation, I was talking about the warm-up music, and there's this one song. I had no idea what it was. So I sent a recording of it to Alex, and of course, he immediately knows what it was. So my recording of it was this.
So I'm just in the room.
Yeah,
I guess. And I have no idea what he's doing. It's like 11:30 at night.
Oh, okay.
And then he starts doing this.
And he got it from that?
He got it right away.
Well played, Alex. Well played.
The song is Just Wanna Rock by Lil Uzi Vert.
I'm sorry. All I can hear is auto-tune.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can hear out of that. You sound like you're just singing. Like
you don't know that song. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
You're singing through a harmonica. That's what that's what
if
it sounds like.
If you auto-tuned mine, it would have sounded just like that.
Sure. Go with that.
There's been some league news.
Yeah.
Thank God, because it sounds boring.
Apparently, Atlanta wants to have a franchise again.
Third time lucky for Atlanta. They want to try again.
Yep.
Well, they have the population.
They have the population.
They have a building.
Yeah. They were not set up for success last time, and the owners didn't want them anymore.
Well, I was going to say, the first time they were in the Omni, which is not a hockey building at all.
The first time they were there was in the early 70s?
Yeah, it was in the Omni.
50 years ago. Half a century ago.
Well, when did they move to Calgary?
A long time ago.
This was a long time ago.
I can't remember. And I mean the last time they moved from there to Winnipeg because...
When did they move to Calgary?
He's serious.
1980.
So they joined the league in the 70s. They moved to Calgary in 1980. Then they got the Thrashers just before
with Columbus the Senators? And the Wild. No.
Was after?
Yeah. This was 2000-ish, I think. So with Columbus, Minnesota, and Nashville. And still with the more regimented or an older expansion rule.
Oh, yeah. You had to pay your dues.
Now, yeah, you have to pay your dues for it. I think they've won in their history. They might not have even won one playoff game. I think they made the playoffs they once swept. And got swept.
Yep.
Columbus also played out of the Western Conference.
Joined the league in 99.
99, okay.
99 to 2011. 99. Winnipeg's been in Winnipeg since 2011?
Yep.
13 years.
Yep.
Holy same GM. Crap on a crusty
roll. Right, now they're looking real good. So the league, I think, has changed, and they've proven it with Vegas and Seattle. The population is there. Big time.
We'll see.
Yep. So I'm fine with that.
Someone's got to explain this.
And that's how you get rid of Corpus Hollow.
The next point was actually a soundbite from earlier this week. Mitch Marner is out. Okay. And a reporter was asking Sheldon Keefe,
yeah.
When's he going to be back? Well, he's day-to-day away from being day-to-day.
No, he's not week-to-week.
You want to explain that one? Well, we're not sure when he's going to be day-to-day yet, but he's only a few days away from being day-to-day.
So not a week, not tomorrow.
Day to day to day to day.
He's day to day away from being day to day. Yeah. So
a proof is a proof.
Does he have, in the NFL, do you have to disclose the injuries and whatnot?
Fairly, yeah.
I wish the NHL would do that because this is just. And you think they don't know? Like, everybody knows when people are hurt.
It's all about betting.
Oh, this is pre-betting.
Well, I know, but it's even more so now. We don't want to talk about he might be back because that might affect how people are betting on whatever. It's daft, but that's the way it is. Yeah. This is really getting annoying. Just keeps. Anyway,
at the NHL Board of Governors meeting, apparently a topic of additional video review possibilities come up, where you can also have a video challenge on puck over the glass to review it and see if it didn't actually go directly out, I guess, or tipped off the other player, as well as a high stick. A review in case it was
friendly fire.
Self-team or friendly fire, that kind of thing.
I've seen that a couple times.
What do you think of that?
I think
the same rules still apply? So if you challenge it and you don't...
Assume so.
Yes.
So that means you lose a timeout or is that a penalty?
It's a penalty. So if you get called for a high stick and you challenge it and you lose a challenge, you're going 5-on-3.
Is it?
Yeah.
Woo!
That's an interesting
thought. But there's been a lot of times that we've seen it's like, oh, that's his own guy's stick.
Gutsy, but.
That would be a gutsy call to actually make, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a lot more jobs for people reviewing.
Video coaches.
Yep. I've heard other people talk about this and other podcasts talk about this, and I think I'm in the camp of less video review than.
You don't want to become soccer?
Just for goals. For goals, fine. Take your time, get it right. Even the offside one. Just if a human can't figure out that this play, if it was that marginal.
I want humans, I want robots.
If the human would that, well, if they're going to go strict rules, then think about all the stuff that's going to get called back now. Your foot was in the face-off circle, therefore that's violation, and
well, then,
the goal's called off.
Then fine. If you're going to review for offside for a goal, you have 60 seconds from the time the challenge is issued.
Yep.
I want a challenge on that. The clock starts ticking now. You can't determine it in 60 seconds.
Well, the video coach should be coordinating with the off-ice official.
But you're not allowed to delay. I'm going to call this. Oh, wait, don't blow this. Yeah. Don't blow it. Don't drop the puck. I'm thinking about calling up. No.
60 seconds is a lot of time.
Challenge it, and the Toronto has 60 seconds to decide. And if they say, well, we can't quite see, then whatever the ruling on the ice is, stands.
Remember that garbage? I think it was when Mike Babcock was coach of the Leafs.
That was Tampa.
They just come over and like, are you sure? Yeah, you sure? You want to review
that? Oh, yes.
Wait, you sure? You want to review that?
Yeah, Toronto got extra time. Just
all kinds of time.
That's the kind of shenanigans I'd like to avoid.
Because this was before there was a penalties on it, too. And I think that was also after when the refs were at a point you're protesting when the linesman got hit by Dennis Weidman in the playoffs. And they were taking like 10 minutes for their decisions in round one. Because Tampa challenged an offside on a goal. 10-minute review. And then after they said no, it was onside. It's like, okay, I want to challenge for goaltender interference. Another 10-minute review.
Oh, my goodness.
Enough. Okay. Let's just grind gears and get out of here.
Just one more point here.
Oh, is there? What's the one more point? Oh, Couturier's was named captain of the Flyers last week, and he's already been scratched 2 games.
Yep. Well, they won the first one.
They won tonight.
No, they lost in overtime.
Oh.
But against Carolina.
That's 3 out of 4 points.
They're fighting.
And they are they out of the playoffs?
No, they're fighting. They got a shot.
Yeah, they're third in the Metro.
They got a shot.
So, yeah, imagine if there'd be some more accountability on this team, because there doesn't seem to be cheese. Oh, yeah, that's real close, eh? Oh, well, maybe not. They're 4 points ahead of Washington.
Are you ready?
Interesting.
I am.
Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Let me start with a voicemail submission that we missed from last time.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's CBN calling. You know what grinds my gears? We had a power outage at my store a few days ago. Power's completely out for several blocks in my neighborhood. People walk into the store, and they go, oh, can you turn the lights on? No, I don't have any power. Oh, can I order something? Well, no, I can't make anything. Well, why not? Because they don't have any power. Oh. And I say, unless you pay cash, you can't pay. And I can't turn the computers on, right? And they're like, oh, so you don't have any power then at all? No, I don't. Oh, when should I come back? I don't know when it's coming back on. Grinds my gears.
I'm going to put this one on CB Inc.
No, I sympathize with it.
No, I'm going to put that on him.
He should have said,
if you have no power, close this door, CB Inc.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
They could still be in cash sale. They could still talk. They could still...
You can schmooze. You can, you can convince people to make the sale. You just can't actually do it for them. They'll have to come back for it. I'll take your name and phone number. I'll do whatever it is you want to do, and you can come back later. Can't close the store. It's a loss of revenue.
You say, sir, we're hour to hour away from being hour to hour away.
Yeah.
For the power.
There is no power for 4 blocks. Period. Full stop.
Hour to hour.
I'm with you on that one, CB Inc. That's pretty annoying. What is this one? Is this you?
Yes.
What is that about? I have no idea what that's about.
What grinds my gears is something I saw on Twitter. And at first I thought, that's kind of interesting. There's a group of individuals that are going to walk from Lansdowne to the Canadian Tire Center for the Devils game coming up.
And the reason
is... they're going to do this, and they're going to take charitable donations, and they're going to give that...
Collect and GoFundMe.
Hold on. We're going to give it to Kachuk's Captains. Something. Is that the name of it? Yeah. Legitimate charity. That's bold, but that's kind of interesting, right?
Sure.
And it kind of piqued me. And then I opened up the it was a GoFundMe link. And then first off, two things jump out of me here. The first one is he's whining about the location of the Canadian Tire Center. I couldn't help but complain how far away the rink is from downtown. The commute's never fun. It's an ordeal to get out of the parking lot. It's exhausting. The bus isn't much better. It's far too crowded. And like, sorry, buddy, 2002's calling and wants your take back. Like, it's like you drove from the downtown. Like, was it? Are you further east than that? But how was your experience?
No, I didn't come through downtown today. Okay. Because I was working out past east. The east end of city.
Oh, you could.
I actually cut across the bottom. I came across Snake Island Road.
And how was that?
It was perfect.
Okay.
I didn't drop my speed below 100 kilometers an hour until I came off the 417 at Terry Fox.
Even the egress from the parking lot. Maybe I'm spoiled by Lot 7.
It was brilliant today.
Lot 7 is worth every penny.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah. But so it kind of grinds my gears like, oh, okay, this is just a whiny take. But the other thing is, wait a second. You've got a GoFundMe, and I'm looking at it right now, they've raised $820 out of their goal of $1,000. I think they upped their goal. So, I mean, good for them, the donation to the charity. But I'm giving you money. All these people are giving you money to make a donation, and you're making it in your name and getting the charitable receipt, I'm sure. I assume you're going to claim that on your taxes next year. They're like, no, thank you. If I want to donate, I'll just do it myself. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'll just donate directly to the charity. I don't need to do it through you, so you get the tax receipt for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's a little squirrely. I don't know if it's intentionally done.
I don't know if they thought through it, but yep. Just don't go out and buy an SUV, please.
Yes.
And post about it afterwards.
Exactly. Nice. That's sharp. What grinds my gears is Cold Patch. What is Cold Patch, you ask? Cold Patch is asphalt that is not heated up. Like, it doesn't come out of a heater. Then you put it into potholes to fill them. It's just cold, and you just tamp it down and leave it, and it hardens. But because it's not hot, it doesn't actually stick nearly as well because the tar isn't heated up and very, very sticky.
They use it to fill potholes in the cold weather?
They use it to fill potholes, well, year-round. But especially in cold weather, when they put it down, it doesn't really stick to what it's supposed to stick to. Mm-hmm. What it sticks to is the tire as you drive over it.
Yes.
So if you ever drive over what looks like a freshly filled pothole, and you suddenly hear this cacophony of small stones and so on in your wheel wells, that's Cold Patch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not fond of it.
What'd you do?
I avoided the first three.
Okay.
On my way to work the other day.
The last one
I could not get out of the way of, and I probably pulled half of it out of the pothole. Now,
it's better than going over the pothole.
In my defense, we can only have
3 bags of garbage.
In my defense, it was 5:40 in the morning, and it was dark, and I only could see them, well, within the reach of my headlights. So I didn't realize they were actually filled potholes. I was just expecting them to be empty potholes. So I'm not fond of that. Anything you want to talk about?
You know when you get the big popcorn bucket at the game and you can't finish it, so you bring it home.
Spill it all over the car?
I sure did, twice.
Oh, nice. Actually, I have another what grinds my gears. Sorry, I forgot about it.
Your drive.
My drive from the Canadian Tire Center to here, which is what, 6 kilometers at most?
If that.
It is a cold night. The wind chill is about minus 10. Welcome to midwinter, even in March. But the roads are completely dry. Yeah. The sky is completely clear. The visibility is excellent. What's that?
I blame Stuntman Steve for this weather.
Yeah, that's right. It is his fault. I was driving out. Get your local reference button ready. I was driving out Terry Fox on the way here. Yeah. And suddenly the cars in front of me start lighting up their brake lights. I'm like, okay, I better hit the brakes too. And I hit the hazard lights and let the car behind me know. Come to a stop, and we eventually inch our way up, and I drive around 2 cars, one of which just rear-ended the other one.
Yep. Like the tire was gone, eh?
Perfect weather. I didn't see the tire. I just saw the front end. It was a mess.
Yep, it was pretty...
I must have got just ahead of it that way.
I think so.
Yep. It was, and I'm going, how do you rear-end somebody?
Or you did something, made them bump into each other.
In good weather. Like, it's not like the
driving... I cut off somebody.
Good luck, everybody else.
It's not like the driving conditions were bad.
Nope.
And you managed to rear-end somebody else.
That's playing with your phone.
Yeah, probably.
That's playing with your phone.
Well, I saw at least one of the people who was walking around that car was wearing a Sen sweater, so I guess they'd been at the game. Well done. Good job. Week to come, games. Next.
Do we have to go back?
Well, we don't know when we're going to be back, so I wouldn't even bother listing them off. We didn't talk about when we're going to be back.
But the next ones are, we're going to get just caved.
Well, next
by week, Edmonton on Sunday.
We won't be back next just week.
Edmonton.
Caved.
Yeah. We won't be back next week. It'll be the week after that.
Okay.
Because next week is, well, it's a little busy for me. It's Holy Week.
So a couple, right. So a couple of these could be, no. No, they won't. Edmonton, Sunday, cave in. Wednesday in Buffalo. Thursday at home against Chicago. So get to see Bedard at least cave us in. And then Saturday in Winnipeg to get caved in.
Fabulous. All right. We don't know when we're going to be back. We forgot to talk about that, but it's so far in the future. It'll be a couple of weeks again. Sorry, folks. Just Easter is a very, very busy time for me. So we'll be back when we're back. Hey, we've already done 16 episodes this year. That's
pretty good.
For us? It's not bad. It's not bad at all. So until we're back.
For next year, when you make the playoffs and do even more episodes.
Exactly. We'll have more fun then.
For 7 years.
Yeah, well, maybe, hopefully we won't be saying.
Remember emergency episodes?
Yes, remember doing them. Yes. On behalf of Canuck and Pan Am Cardinal, thank you very much for listening. Good night. Both sides be high and low.